We are learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are starting the last few words of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph on the bottom. Boy Menei Rabba Mirav Nachman on top of Amud Beis. Eizuhu Hishiga Shavuah Bitui L'Shavar. How is it possible to have? We've said in the Brisa that a Mezid is not Chayev a Carbon; it has to be a Shaygi. We said another idea; it has to be an Adam B'Shavuah. You have to know what you're doing. So Bishlama Lahaba is very simple. It shouldn't be a mazit, which means I say I'm not going to eat bread. If I eat bread on purpose, not chayav karban. If I forget my shvuah and I eat bread, that's a classic shoygig, and you were full fat, you're full head when you made the shvuah, so that's a case of karban shvuah. The problem is when it comes to sha'avar, what is the case exactly? Eizus shigas shvuah bitul sha'avar. According to Rabbi Kiva, holds chayav sha'avar. What is the case? Idi yada. If he knows b'shas shua that he's swearing falsely, mezeru. If you know he says I did not eat bread yesterday. If he knows he ate bread, he made a shua anyway. He's mezeru. He's not chayav karban. Idi lo yada, if he doesn't know he ate bread yesterday, he completely forgot. Onosu, he's a pashta oines. So what exactly is the case of a shaygig l'shava? Amalei ba'omer yedei ani shashua zu asura. He said the case was they were shaygig about the chi of carbon. That was the case. So it means Avada, he knows, he remembers that he ate yesterday. And Avada, he remembers that he ate yesterday. And he knows that he's making a shvua. But he does not know the ichayev of carbon. That is called a shaygig. You know, it's amazed clap at a shvua, but with gabbed a carbon, it's a shaygig. So Gemara says, that's called a shoygeg? Come on, kemumbaz, the omar, shigas carbon shma shkaga. That's called a shkaga. So it's saying like mumbaz. I'm saying it's a machlaikas. That's the chidah. Most tanoim hold, rabban hold, the rave tanoim hold, that shigas carbon is not enough of a shoygeg. So he's saying we're going like mumbaz over here, this braisa? Because the braisa is saying that you have adam shua, and it says also it can't be amazing. So how you chayav shua shava? Gemara answer, the filtim rabbanon. When does Rabbanon say that it's not called a shaygig by just a shaygig so there's carbon, elvachot, tarakula, the lav chiddush, it's not a chiddush. Avahocha, the parasha of Shua's beat is a chiddush. You know why? Because you never find a carbon chattas on a lav besides for this. Usually, a carbon chattas is only on something that's chayav karats. Avahocha, the chiddush, v'chol ha-tarakula, lo yeshchon lav, the maisi carbon, the yafinim of Avarizara. Usually it has to be like Avarizara, which is a chi of karis. V'hocha maisi. And here we bring a carbon on a lav, afilu rabbana moida. Even the rabbana moida, that when it comes to the din of shvuah, which is a chiddush, even the rabbana moida, that a shigas carbon is called a shaygig. That just forgetting about a carbon, it's not knowing about a carbon, is called a shaygig. Zotamara vaita. Boimene ravina marav. Nu gemara. Nishpa al kikar umistakin aleha. If someone swears that he's not going to eat a kikar, and then it became a danger, and he had to eat the kikar, now are you chayav a carbon or not? Right, the Gemara, mistakin lishulei mar. It's saying, even if you forgot the shvua, but if you'll be in sakana, it'll be mutter. So there's no chance that he's chayav a carbon for that. He's in sakana. Pekuch nefesh, you're allowed to eat anything, allowed to do anything. Ella, besides the three averes, I do all. I have a shvua for sakanas of fashas. Ella, mitzta'er va'ochla b'shigas shvua mai. And like Rashi explains the shaila like this: he was starving, hungry, and he knows, and he says that if he would have known about the shvua, he still would have eaten. He was starving. He was starving. But the case actually was he forgot a shvua. He forgot a shvua. He said he would have eaten it anyway. He forgot a shvua. What's the halacha? Can I have a carbon or not? Shaila is that called a shoygig or not? He would have done it anyway. But on the other hand, he forgot about the shvuah. Is that called a shoygig or not? Zatu Gemara, Amalei, Tanino. We learned in a Mishnah that Shav Midiasa may be carbon al Shigasa. Lo Shav Midiasa may be carbon al Shigasa. The only time you bring a carbon on Shigasa if you would have known, you would have stopped. But if you would have known, you would not have stopped. You don't bring a carbon. Here, it's clear that we're saying if you would have known, he would not have stopped. And therefore, he does not bring a carbon on his shaygig. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. I'll tell you Tosfos Pshat, which is a little bit different, but similar. The mitzdar va'ochla v'shaygig means like this. That he's mitzdar, that he wasn't forgetting a shvua. He had a shvua, he's not going to eat, you know, real cheesecake. You know, he's on a diet to make sure he's not going to eat cheesecake. And he always used to walk around saying, I wish I forget the shvuah, I wish I forget the shvuah. And finally his wish came true, and he forgot his shvuah, and he ate it. Is that bringing cover or not? That's what Tosfos learns the shaila. And the Gemara answers, no, it's not shav midasa, because he didn't, he wanted to forget his shvuah. That's not called shav midasa. That's what Tosfos learns. Tosfos didn't ask him what star. He says, v'nirul farish, the mitzvah masha ina shecheach, shoyer v'choyne sheyishkach, kdesh yoichal, ava b'mezid loy yoichal. He was forgetting Kadesh Yechel. It's interesting, Pshat Tosfos. So we have two Pshatim, two Pshatim in our Gemara over here, what Mitzdar means. According to Rashi, Mitzdar means he's Mitzdar Berav, and therefore he sure would have eaten it. And according to Tosfos, he's Mitzdar because he wasn't forgetting and then he forgot. Omar Shmuel, Gomar Beliboy, someone makes up in his mind that he's going to make a Shuah. And Imam makes sure he's not going to eat cheesecake. He never says it. Tzorech sheyotze b'sfasa. Until he has to say it. In order to be chayiv, a carbon, you have to say the shua. Shenema levati b'sfasayim. You got to say it out with your lips. You got to say the shua. Just gomar b'liba is not enough. Meisvei, when he asks him a brisa, cryptic brisa. Meisvei, shaitan brisa, like this. Pasuk says b'sfasayim with your lips. V'loi believe, not in your heart. Zok the brisa, v'ayit the gom b'liba nayin. Say, how do you know gom b'liba? First, let's figure out it's Bryce. Bryce doesn't read. Hagufa kasha. I'm rich with Sasayim Bolele. First, you start off with a meat. Dafka with your lips, not with your heart. Vahad Amra. And then the Bryce goes ahead. Vahad Amra. Then the Bryce goes ahead and says, Gomar Beliba Menayin. How do you know Gomar Beliba? How do you know that if you do it be a heart, you chayiv? So, we just said it's not chayiv. So Amar Rav Sheish, I'll tell you pshat. Holy kasha, I'll tell you pshat in the brayz. Holy kasha, holy kamar. Bisvasayim v'loy shegomar v'liba lahitzi v'sasav loy haitzi. What bisvasayim means like this. If you plan on saying the shua, that's what you want. You want to make the shua with your lips. And you don't say it, it's not chal. Now, how do you know that if v'liba works, gomar v'liba v'stam v'nayim, let's say I make a shua with my heart, and I don't want to say it out. I want to do it with my heart. Tam v'loy malachal shivata. So what does it come out? What's around the brayz? Right, like this. That it depends what your kavana is. If your intention is to say it and you don't say it, it's not a shua because you wanted to say it. But if your intention is to make the shua in the heart, it works. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said, Gomar b'liba doesn't work, kids works. So let me ask you a kasha. Why don't we answer? That's what Shmuel meant also. Gomar b'liba, it's also means in a case where you wanted to say it. So Zefrek Taisvis, a tiny Taisvis, El Shmuel kasha. Look at Taisvis, one line Taisvis. Vim Taimar v'Shmuel nami, Yifarish hachi, loisha Gomar b'liba lahoitzi b'svasov. And for Tosfos, so much Amiri as far as the Rabbi Yisrael. Amiri says that he has to explain it better. You can't just give a cryptic language. So El Shmuel must mean, he means literally, you have to say it. So it's Shavar from the Raisa. El Shmuel Kasha. So Gemara is going to say, Rav Sheish says, I have a different way of learning the Raisa according to Shmuel. Avada, you have to say a Shvua. Amar Rav Sheish says, Tritz, Vei Mahachi. Bisfasayim, Veloi Shugam of Liboi, Lahoitzi, Paschitim, Vahoitzi Pasayim. Avada, you have to say out a Shvua. And what the Raisa is talking about is like this. That if you said in your heart, I want to say pas chitim, v'hoitzi pas so'irim. So here in such a case, so that is a case where it's not a good shvua. If you want to say in your heart, you want to say, I'm not going to eat wheat bread. And what came out of your mouth was, I'm not going to eat barley bread. And that was a mistake. You have no shvuah whatsoever. You have a pasayim and a paschitim. Because paschitim you didn't say, and pasayim you didn't mean to say. So that's what Bryce means. But for sayim, it has to be with your lips. Let's say gomar b'liba to say something else. But gomar b'liba lohitzi paschitim. Lohitzi pastam, menayin. But if you want to say paschitim, and you just said pastam, then how do you know I can mafarish my words? Tamalei mechal, shiyavata adam. So coming out like Shmuel saying like this. That if you have to say a shua, but the chiddush is like this, that it has to be that I'm trying to say what I'm saying. So if I'm trying to say pas chitim, I say pas sarim, it's not a good shua. But if I say pas by itself, then the Brais is teaching us that I could be mefarish and say it means pas chitim and not pas sarim. That I could say if I say pas tam. Now, in the first case that we're saying that if you say pas sarim, it's not chal, why don't you say dvarim shebelev eino dvarim? Why don't you say, I said pasayim. So that the Ritva says that the only time you say dvarim shlevein and dvarim is only if I tried to say what I wanted to say. But if I didn't have kavana to say what I want to say, it's all dvarim shevalev. Dvarim shevalev means that, let's say I sold something, and I sold you something, and I didn't speak out of Tanai. So I wanted to only sell because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. That's dvarim shevalev. I didn't forget anything. I said what I wanted to say, but I thought of something in my head. That's dvarim shevalev. But here, if you say something wrong, that's not called dvarim shevalev, and therefore it's not chal. Zokta Gemara Kash. My Gemara is going to have a kasha now on Shmuel's idea that beliboy does not work. Meisvei, we have a pasuk that says moitza svasecha tishmar. Talking about karbonus in this pasuk, it says moitza svasecha tishmar v'sisa kasher nedar. You make a neder for hektish. You have to do what moitza svasecha tishmar v'sisa. Ein leil shoytze v'svasav. You only see this pasuk about saying it out with your mouth. Gomar believe in nine. How do you know that even if you think in your heart, fehektish, how do you know it works? Tamaloimar, it says in the Pasuk, kol nadiv lev heviu. And we dash in nadiv lev, even in your heart. So what do you see? Not like Shmuel. You see, even there's a nether of hektish, even in your heart. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Chsiv, kol nadiv lev. It says there's a Chzeres of Kosov, kol nadiv lev. For the Gemara, Nigma Mene, learn that from there. Mar Hashem should have a truma of a kachim sheksum bom keachot. It's truma. We'll speak out what truma means in a second. Truma v'kach v'sheksum v'ankechon. V'chol sheksum v'ankechon v'lamdin. Anytime you have two xeris akasavs, obviously you don't learn that. Why don't you learn from each other? Terence says only these two are the only two things that have this idea that you could make a shua in your heart, a neder in your heart. Honich l'mandi yomim v'lamdin. L'mandi yomim v'lamdin. This is l'mandi yomim v'lamdin. Kubi v'lamdin. Ma'ik l'meimah. Have a chulin v'kachin. V'chul v'kachin v'gamrinan. L'maisa, everything else is chulin. You can't learn from v'kachin. V'kachin v'gamrinan. So it sounds like Truma and Kachim are both called Kachim. So therefore Rashi learns that when it says the two psukim that we have, that Lev works, Truma and Kachim, it means Truma, let's see Rashi inside, last Rashi on the Amid, Truma v'Kachim, Truma as mishkan ksivei kolon div Lev, that's one place where it says it works of you, v'gavei Kachim ksivei chizkiyahu b'sefer divrei hayomim v'kolon div Lev aylos. That's Truma and Kachim. But the bottom Tosfos learns not like that. Let's see the bottom Tosfos inside. From Davit Truma Kachim, Gavit Kachim Ksiv Sheviu Bazar Kol Nidiv Leiv Oilus. But Gavit Truma, which means Truma, Tosfos learns Truma means Truma Mamish Ksiv V'Nechshav Lachem Truma Aschem. Just a Machshava. So now, what was Pshat Rashi? Because Rashi was bothered. Choil Chulim Kachim Legerminon. It sounded those two are Kachim. So Tosfos Afa Gavit Truma Choil Ilts Kachim Gerim Bereishis Mekadesh Loyafina Mekachim Mekomakom Kachim Nelfu Minei Mekomakom. But you could learn a kach from there, so it's called shneksu v'am kachad. A kach is perish truma and truma is mishkan and sivchol nivlevi. So we have over here two pshat the word truma. But either way, there's two places where it says that you have nivlevi and you don't learn anything out from it, or because you don't learn out chulim from kachim truma and kachim v'ksid kachim klapi chulin. So you don't learn chulim from kachim, and that is why Shmuel says the only time you have a shua is if I speak it out by peh and not bilev.